What about the issue of endocrine therapy in premenopausal women who become postmenopausal after receiving chemotherapy?
None of the aromatase inhibitor trials that have been reported have enrolled women who were rendered postmenopausal by the treating oncologist. And so it's a population of women that do not meet or I think come close to the eligibility criteria for the aromatase inhibitor trials. Now, my expectation is that such a strategy is going to be highly effective. If we look at the studies that have looked at ovarian suppression and aromatase inhibition in metastatic postmenopausal breast cancer with positive hormone receptors.
Like yours.
Yeah, like the trial that we're doing at Stanford with MD Anderson. The clinical benefit rate is very high. It's in the 80% range. We have 29 patients out of a planned 30 enrolled. It's a study designed for premenopausal women with hormone receptor positive measurable metastatic breast cancer who have not received prior aromatase inhibitor. And it's a straight phase 2 trial, and we're seeing quite surprisingly high rates of clinical benefit and very long durations of disease control. Clinical benefit rate is about 75 to 80%. The time to progression is well beyond 6 months. One of our early patients that was enrolled in trial is still in a clinical complete response at 4.5 years.
Wow. Where was the disease?
She had disease in bone and in pleura and lung.
And she's still on this therapy?
Yes.
Four and a half years later in complete remission?
Yes. And she actually presented with hypercalcemia.
Wow.
And was quite ill. Had a performance status of probably 60 to 70% and declining. And
how old was she?
She is in her mid-40s.
And so she got this therapy without chemo?
She got this therapy without chemotherapy.
A lot of people would have given her chemo.
And that's the recommendation that she came to us with.
You treated her?
Yes. And she's now 4.5 years down the road.
With her hair?
Working full-time with beautiful, long, black
wow.
hair. Actually, I saw her just recently. She swam 128 miles last month.
Wow. And what have you seen in her and the other women in terms of how they tolerated this drastic reduction in estrogen levels?
Most of them tolerate it remarkably well.
Really?
They do have hot flashes that do improve with time. And of some interest, and I don't know exactly what to make of it, but the arthralgia syndrome that we see with the aromatase inhibitors does not appear to be as frequent. Even in our phase 2 trial, where the women actually are staying on study for substantial lengths of time, we're just not seeing the severity of the arthralgias that we do in the adjuvant setting.